We are on that of Chesam Beis. In the middle of Taisvis, let us just start Umil Nireh Umil Nireh. We learned this already yesterday, but let's just get into the Hemshech Hadvar. Umil Nireh the Rav Motzi Sava Shapir the Hitke Vishusai the Loiboivai Namichai. Rav can hold that Hitke Vishusai the Loiboivai Namichai Yechayev Alts Boyer. Afal Gav the Abda Yesakine Masoi the Loiav Kirinen Loihavi Boyer Le Rav. Rav says, this is not a bear. This is a shayr, and it's chayiv on kalim. Hainu mishum da'adifi mibar. Rav holds that avnoi d'loy afkirino is a bear. Mitzad bear, it would be take potter on a kalim. But it's a shayr also. And I'll show you it's chayiv on kalim. Viken nami lechiyuvinu mishum sher, v'lechayu v'mesakel. Avol ber bershusai, leke lechiyuvay misher. Ber bershusai, we can be mechayev out sher, der sher bershusai pota, kedisnan chutz mershus amiyuchedes lemazik. But even though, I mean, Entesis is going, we hear a Gemara before that is mashme that Rav holds Ber Beshusai is chayiv als Ber, and it's potter min hakelim. So Taisa says there, even though it's his, there you can't be mechuyev als sheir, because sheir is potter meshusam yuchedes lemazit. There's a din of tuchel Beshusi, my boy, you come into my reshus. I'm not responsible for the actions of my mumin in my rishus. So therefore, ber berishusoi is poter ala kalim. It's chayiv al zber. L'cholapoches ber have upoter ala kalim. But it's a ber and it's poter ala kalim. So we had mentioned yesterday, Rav Shach, Sichonu Livracha, Amir de Kibir, it explains that the chiyuv of boyer is mitzad the takola sheboy. So a boyer bershusoy, that means a boyer that is somuch lershus harabim. It's flush next to a rishus harabim. So even though the boyer is bershusoy, but the takola of the boyer is libnei rishus harabim, since it was made next to the rishus harabim, and there's no way of protecting oneself from falling into the boyer. So there is no ptur of ptura birshusi, my boy. Pshat is because you made a takola in the rishus harabim, that is the chiyuv of boyer. So memele, that's what Rav holds, Ber Beshusai is chayiv. Because there's no ptur of Tura Beshusai, my boy, because you're at a kola for the Bnei Rishus Harab. Masha'in came, the chiyuv of Shoyer is that my moment was mazik you. The chiyuv of Shoyer is not al takole, the chiyuv of Shoyer is that my moment was mazik you. What my moment does in my reshus, I'm not responsible to pay for. So that is why Rav can hold Ber Beshusai is chayiv. Rav can hold Ber Beshusai is chayiv out Ber, and it's bottom in Akelem, because it's not chayiv out Shem. And that is Masim with the Gemara that Taisus brought down before Daf Chof Aleph, that Rav holds Ber Beshusai is chayiv. Ushmuel the Savar Hocha, Shmuel that holds here that filu loy afkerino habibur. Shmuel that holds that afilu Mayafkarino Habibur. So Rashi yet said, Shmuel really has a raya from the Pasuk, because Shmuel holds Ber, Bershusoy is Chayev als Ber. And even though it's Layafkarino, you're Chayev als Ber, and you're Potter ala Kalem. That's how Rashi said Pshat in Shmuel. Shmuel did not hold like Rav, according to Rashi, because Shmuel is a Pasuk. Now, Taisvis does not want to say like Rashi, because again, we had a Gemara before Daf Chof Aleph that said that Shmuel holds Ber B'Shusa Yispota. Shmuel holds Ber B'Shusa Yispota. U'Shmuel D'Sova Hocha D'Afilu Loi Afkerinu Havi Ber, it's Ber. So why is Ber B'Shusa Yispota? Motsi Sova the Ber B'Shusa Yispota Legamri D'Afilu Ber Loi Havi. The Motzahamalai Bershusi my boy says is this svara that we said from Rav Shach in Rav, that Rav differentiated between the mazik of Boyer and the mazik of Sher, that the mazik of Boyer is no taina of Tucha Bershusi my boy, because I made a takola for the Bnei Rishus Rav, Mashenkem Rabbi the mazik of Sher, Shmuel can hold, or Shmuel holds, That Ber B'Shusa is Potter. That's what the Gemara said, Daf Chof Aleph. He holds that there's a tiny Tulcha B'Shusa, my boys. And Taisvis mentions Daf Nun Aleph, because he can tiny, this is my boy. So therefore, you have to stay 10 feet away, realizing that my boy is here. So Memele, if you get closer, there's a tiny Tulcha B'Shusa, my boy. Fine. Uma shebekunteris rotzo lechayev behifker reshusoy uboyrei. Now, Rashi had a different mahala. Rashi said that according to Rav, ber bershusoy is potter, period. And it's potter al Sher, it's potter al Ber, it's potter period. And Rashi said the whole chiyuv of Ber, according to Rav, is by hifker reshusay behifker Ber. So then there's no taina of tulche b'shusay my boy. And Mestomer, the svara we had mentioned yesterday from Rashi says, the svara that Ber B'Shusa is potter according to Rabbi Shmuel, because Rashi says that he wasn't mafke his reshus kidei to be chayev with the hezekis. That's what Rashi says. Ki afkarnu lach reshus ilav lach yuveno bezeika afkarte. So Mestomer, that svara is, if I have a boil, and I plan to use the boil, so then there's an ansadi, I was not mafke my reshus, I'm gonna use the boil. I need the boil. So memele, so I wasn't mafke my reshus that I should be mechuyev to pay if you'll be nizik in my boil. I intend to use the boil. So the hefke, her reshus was on your own risk, not that I should be mechuyev. So that's why Ber B'Shusay is potter. Masha ain't came. So when is there a case of Ber that is chayim according to Rav? The case is Hivkir Rishusay Uboyle. That means I made a Ber in my Rishus. So Bishas, when I made it, there was no mazik of Ber, it's a my Rishus. And it's in my reshus, the chutz is also mine. And then I was mafke everything. I don't have an intent to use the boil. So then the din is, so then according to Rav, boil is chayiv. Then boil is chayiv. And this is a boil that doesn't have a bailam. And that boil is potter ala keil. But Rav holds, if a boy that has a bailam, then that's a sher and it's chayim on keil. So, Taisvi says, Umashe bekuntres rotzo lechayiv behitke reshusoy uboiroi, K'moi b'choyfer boir b'shusaram. These both cases, the boir does not belong to him. Apichay shem mishpat. V'afal pikei nischayev al ason akosim kilo b'shusay. I'm considered a baal of boir for responsibilities to pay for all the zekis that will occur in the boir. Ein nireh l'ri. So the Ri disagrees with Rashi. You cannot compare Chayfer Boir B'shusay V'hifker Rishusay V'hifker Boiroi to Chayfer Boir B'shusara. Why not? Even though both of them are similar, he's not a Bailam B'shasta Hezek. So Tais says there's a Meirah V'kechilik. The Chayfer Boir B'shusa Rabin Chafar Boir B'Yisrael. He made a takola. He made a takola for the Bnei B'shusa Rabin. So, for making this takola, the Torah said, you became a Baal HaBoir. You're responsible for all the azekis that the takola that you had made, but that will come from your takola. You had no right to make a boir b'shusaram. You made a takola. So since it was made b'isa, you had no right to do this, so the Torah put the responsibilities of the hezekis, which will occur in this boir, on the kairi haboir, on the one who made the boir. So you consider a baal haboir, a son, a kosov, kilo b'shusar. V'chein. Chofar boir b'shusay samach l'shusarabim. Chofar boir b'shusay samach l'shusarabim be'isar chafori. So if he digs a boir samach l'shusarabim, so this is also a takole for the b'nei l'shusarabim. That's a boir b'shusay that Rav holds yuchayiv, because I made a takole for the b'nei l'shusarabim. Then Taisus says, Nachman, Va'afilu Chayfer Be'emtza Rishusay. I'll tell you another case. A person was Chayfer Be'emtza Rishusay. So then, V'shas V'chefira, he did not do any Issa whatsoever. V'hivkir Rishusay V'loy Boiroy. Then he was Matkir Rishusay, not the Boir. And Taisus holds, according to Rav, you are Achayiv. Taisus is going l'shitosei that according to Rab Yechayev by Boir B'shusay. So over there, there was no Kriya B'issa. When he was Kaira the Boir, it was Kaira Boir B'shusay. Later, he was Mafker his Rishus and not the Boir. So Taisus says, no, there is also considered a Kriya B'issa. Kivin the Shaloyu. Now, he was Mafker the Rishus. Now, he has a boyer. He has a boyer surrounded by a Rishus HaRabim. Hifke Rishus HaRabim, Hifke Boyer. So he's not allowed to keep his boyer there. This boyer is a takola for the Bnei Rishus HaRabim. It's Chayef Lahosir HaTakola. Kedomrinem Bapore. The kivin the islay le mamliye v'loy malye keman the karye domi. So Chayisvah says, since he's responsible, he's obligated to fill up this boil. That means if I have a boil, I dug a boil in my rishus. So when I dug the boil, there's no chiyuv whatsoever. It was in my rishus. I can do whatever I want in my rishus. There was no problem whatsoever. Now it's Hifke Rishusay. It's Hifke Rishusay. So Taisus had mentioned, if Rav holds, that Hifke Rishusay v'la Hifke Boire is Chayev. Why is he Chayev? Because now, Rav Yid, you're not permitted to keep your Boire there. Your Boire is a takola for the Bnei Rishusay Rabbim. You're mechuyev to stuff up your Boire. So Memele, so Taisus says, not stuffing it is considered like you're digging it. What? Because it's mutal on you to stuff your boil. You have a takol. This boil that is yours is you're not allowed to keep this bayer. It's your bayer now to keep, but this bayer is at a kol b'shus harabim. So you're mechuyev to be memale the bayer. And if you don't do what your chiyev is, that means your if you would do what you're supposed to do, the bayer would be full already, would be stuffed up. So since you're not doing what you're supposed to do, so it's considered like you dug out the bayer. So it's also considered a kriya be'isa. That what the bayer is not filled up yet is considered like you're a kriya bayer. So you also chayit. Avol hivkir rishusoy u'boyroy. But Taisvus asks a moira de kekash. I dug a bayer in my rishus, which b'shaita I didn't do anything wrong. My rishus, I could do whatever I want. Now I was mafka everything. So all my responsibilities fall off. What should I do? Well, why am I mechuyim now? The property is not mine. The boyer is not mine. Nothing's mine. So there was no kriya b'yisrael. There's no moment that I'm mechuyim to be misalik. I'm innocent now. B'shas kriya I was innocent, and now after hefka I'm also innocent. Aval hivke rishusi yeboyre dechofa behetzer. V'gam hashte de'ivke lav bala boiru. He's not a bala boiru. He didn't do anything wrong. To ason akosun kilu b'shus, he didn't talk to b'shus haram. He had no right to make a takola b'shus haram. But here he didn't do anything. Loi mechayim. See, here he won't be chayim. That's what Taisvus says. Taisvus disagrees with Rashi. The achreinim say, amur dikit, Pshatn Rashi, really it's a Rashi Vaitadach Memches. A Moira de Kevot, Rashi holds that if you have a boil in the middle of a Rishus, and now you're mafka the, everything, you're mafka the boil and the Rishus to the Rishus, that's everything, it's hefka. So it's considered this hefka put at a kol in the rishus harab. That's exactly what you did. Kolzman, this was your rishus. So people could walk in rishus harab. And there's no problem. There's no problem. By adding on an area with a boir in it, and adding this on to the rishus harabim, so it's considered you created a boir in the rishus harabim through your hefker. Your hefker is equivalent to a kriyas boir. That's Emerson Rashi says this further. V'chi avker boser hochi noisein takola b'rishus haram. This is the lashon of Rashi. Vayitem emches. You are putting a takola b'rishus by making a rishus haram with boiris, so she made takolas in the rishus haram. So that's why Rashi holds, if Kirishu say a boyri also chayt. Teida, the Bataisis is chaylik on Rashi, the Beper Kapore, doch kinen lashkuchi boyri shal shnei shutrim. The Gemore tries to figure out, if you hold boyri b'shusay is potter, how can you have a boyri shal shnei shutrim? The Gemore looks for cases. So why didn't you say a poshut case? There was a case, a chotza belonged to two shutrim. They dug boir, there was boiris in that chotza. So now this is a boir shal shnei shutrim, and then there were mafkir, the rishus with the boiris. So now you have a boir shal shnei shutrim, both of them are chayiv. With their hefkir, they put, both of them put, that's called a boir shel shnei shutrim, that was put to their hefker, it's considered like they were kaira abir b'shus harabim, by making this a rishus harabim with hatakol in it. Let us go further in the Gemara. Now, till now, let's just refresh our memory. We had a machlekes Rav and Shmuel, if you have Avnoi, the Le'afkerei, and the Meida Hezek, you put in the Rishus HaRabim, is this Shoyer or Boyer? Rav holds it Shoyer, and Memele Yechayvan Kalim, and Shmuel holds it's even though it's layafkerei, it's boir, and it's potter al keila. That is why we hear a machloikis atalom shat in the Mishneh, huchlak b'mayim. So Rab said that the chiyev is that nit nefu begodov, and since he wasn't machke the mayim, so it's a shoyer, so it's chayev antinuf begodov. And Shmuel held that it's not a shoyer, and speaking about huchlak b'mayim, Pahuzak Bekalka. And Rashi says, and Shmuel does not hold the svara of Karka Ilam is the Kosoi, just like he holds Yechayub on the Chvat of a bird. You don't say Karka Ilam is the Kosoi, and Rab holds you not Chayub on Chavota, but he holds the svara of Karka Ilam is the Kosoi. Now let's continue the Gemara. Mosiv Rab Ishaya. He asked a kasha from a baraisa. The baraisa says as follows. The nofal, the baraisa darshens the posik and elaborates on the dinim and nilmodim from this posik. The nofal shoma shoyer echamoyel. So the baraisa darshens, shoyer veloy odom, chamoyer veloy keilem. Mikan omru, so from this drash, we'll learn out aloch as follows. Nofal is soichoi sheir v'keilov, if a sheir that was melubish v'keilov, with the kli harishem, then ishtabru, and the keilim broke. Chamer v'keilov v'niskaru, a chamer was wearing a mardas, which is a type of a beged, netor. So memele, we have here a drash, sheir v'loy odom, chamer v'loy keilim. So chayev ala behime, he'll be chayev the balaber, we chayev to pay for the behime. Upoter ala keilim, and he's poter ala keilim, because we have a miyut and keilim. So far, the first, this chelik of the Baraisa is very nice. It's telling us how we derive the ptur from keilim. And memele, and it'll come out, if a behemoth that has keilim attached to it will fall into boil, there's a chiyuv tashlumim for the niske behemoth and not for the niske keilim. But now we get into some difficulties. The Baraisa continues. What is this similar to? I just told you, Aloche, that a shoyer that fell into a boyer with kalim, so you chayev on the shoyer and you put on the kalim. What is this similar to? La avnoi bisakinei umasoi sheinichon bershus haram vehiziko. So this is similar if you had an heaven bershus harabim and the behema would fall on the heaven and the behema would get kenizik and the kalim would get kenizik. So just like over there you're chayiv on the behema and potter on the kalim. So here also, Yochayiv on the Behema and Potter on the Kalim. So this is very difficult already. Avnoi, Bisakinoi, and Masoi is a tilde of Boil. So the Baraisa is very difficult. The Baraisa first tells me the din of Boil. And then he says, how do I know this din? I learn it out from a tilde of Boil. Please. The other way, a Tolda you learn out from the Yod, not an Ov you learn out from the Tolda. So the Gemara says, Adarabe, Ma Doime Lozemi Boile. The Lashon of the Baraisa is very difficult. You could say, so similarly, if you say by a Boil that a Sher V'Kelo became Genizik, your Potter on the Kelo, Machayv on the Boil, so similarly, if Asher v'keilu became benizik dan aneven, which is a tilde, but it'll also be the same thing. You'll be chayiv on the behemah and potter on the keilu. Someone says, yeah, you're right. Ella, my daimelaza, you're right, 100%. They say, we have to be magia de baraisa. Ella, my daimelaza, avnoi, visakinoi, umasoi, shenichan, bershus arabim, vehiziku. So, the din will be that you'll be chayiv on the behemoth and potter on the kelim. Now, this doesn't sound too good according to Rav, because it says, Avnoi, Sakinoi, Masooi, Oshi means it's his. And it says, and this is similar to Abayr. Just like Abayr is Potter and Kalem, Avnoi is also Potter and Kalem. Now, Rav holds that Avnoi is Asher, and Asher is Chayim and Kalem. We'll come soon to this kasha. But now the Baraisa ends with a very interesting ending. Lefichach. Therefore, im hitiach tzluchisoi bo'eben chayev. So if he broke his tzluchis on the Evan, he's chayev to pay for the tzluchis. So now the Baraisa's Messiah, you're chayev if the, your Evan broke Kalem. So there's a lot of difficulties in this Baraisa. So first, the Gemara says, Reishe Kasha L'Rav. The Reishe, that means the first half of the Baraisa, Mai Doimel L'Zeh, we said, just like Avnoi, just like Boir is Potter and Kalem, is Avnoi is Potter and Kalem, Reishe Kasha L'Rav, because Rav says that Avnoi is Chayim and Kalem, Yechayim Al-Tshir. V'seife kasha l'shmu. And the seif of the Baraisa is shver an shmu. The Baraisa says, im itir tzluchisoi be'evan chayiv, yechayiv in Shmuel says, afilu Avnoi is potter an kelem. So the first aloche that patters kelem by Avnoi is shver an rab. The second halacha, that's Machayev Kalem on Avnoi, Yishver on Shmu. So the Gemara says, V'letaymeich, what are you chappening with the Amiroim? Tikshaloch, he goofe. Forget about the Amiroim. But the Barais himself is not consistent. Reishe pota v'seifachayim. The Barais is ichseisa minei abei. The Barais said in the Reishe, my doimel is that Avnoi will be Potter and Kalem, just like Boir is Potter and Kalem. And then he ends up by saying, Yimitir Tzlichi Sebeb and Chay. So the Bereis is Echsei Saminayabe. So we have to say that there's missing a few words, and we have to edit the Bereis that it should not be contradictory. El Rav Metaretz Letaimei, Ushmul Metaretz Letaimei. So each one will say pshat the Baraisa according to his shita, and it won't be shver according to any of them. Rav metaretz letaimei. That what we said, mai doimel lezeh, we said, avnoi sakine masoi, is similar to boyer in that it's potter on kelim. Then we have to add 5 words, 7 words. Vamedvorim amurim kshev kira. When is Avnoi Potter al Kalim? When he was mafkir the Eben. So then the Chiyib is al Tzteulde the Boyer, and Boyer is Potter al Kalim. Avuloi Hivkiron, but what if he wasn't mafkir the Avnoi? Chayib, then it'll be Chayib al Tzteur. Lefichoch, therefore, he tiach tzluchisoi bo Eben. Chayib. So that's why, if he won't be mafkir, so the Baraisa is speaking about 2 cases. The first case is speaking about hifkiroi, so then it's a boir and it's potter and kalim. And the last case is speaking about lo hifkiroi, so it's a sher and it's chayim and kalim. Ushmul metaretz letaimei. Shmul's metaretz letaimei. And he says, pshat the Baraisa says, hashted the amrit, Avnoi, Sakinoi, Umasoi, Keboiroi Domi. That was the first half of the Baraisa. Mai Doimeloze, Avnoi, Sakinoi, Umasoi. So, and therefore it's potter, the toldis of boyer are potter and kalim dumya de boyer, is la Rabbi Yehuda, according to Rabbi Yehuda, the mechayiv al niske kalim de boyer, Rabbi Yehuda al boyer is chayiv an kalim, lefikach itir tzluchisoy beeven chayiv. According to Rabbi Yehuda, that holds boyer is chayiv an kalim, so you'll be chayiv by a toda of boyer. Eben will be mazik atzluchis, you'll be chayiv according to Rabbi Yehuda. Now, l'davoini, I had a little problem here understanding according to Shmuel. What is the Braisa telling me? L'chayre, this is dvorim pshutim miyoy. The Braisa telling me like this. The Braisa is telling me, boyer is potan kelim. Therefore, a toda boyer is potan kelim. Fine, gewaldig. Then he says later, but you know, Rabbi Yehuda holds boyer is chayiv an kelim. Therefore, according to Rabbi Yehuda, a toda boyer will be chayiv an kelim. Now, we need a baraisa to tell us all this. Isn't this, this is poshet achsach mir. Why do you need a baraisa? What is the baraisa telling us? A whole baraisa is telling us halachas which achsach mir are very simple to figure out. It could be that when we started learning Baba Kama, the beginning of Baba Kama goes into a sugya, Harba Oves Nezikin, Asher Vaber Vamava Vahever, Oves Mechlaldi Keteldes. Teldesayem Ki Yaitse Ben, Eilav Ki Yaitse Ben. So we had a whole sugya. The Gemara clears a shaila. There are teldes. Do the teldes have the same halachas like the others? Gavuche, the Briskerov says pshat in that Gemara as follows. He says, there's always nizokin. For example, Eish is it has certain characteristics. That's the Ov. The Ov is Eish, Kiseitzei Eish. That's the Pasuk. So I can learn if there's Amchayiv to pay if my Eish is Mazik, even though it was Mazik, Betzirif HaKoyachacha, I see I'm also responsible. So if I put Avnoi Sakine Mesoi Beresh Gagi and it was Mazik Baruch Metzui, I'll also be Chayiv to pay. I'll also be Chayiv to pay. That's the Tildis. I can derive that in Tashlumei Nezokin, it is not necessary that it should go from its own Koyach. Afilu Akoso Koyach Achi, you're also Chayiv. So no, Avnoi Sakine Mesoi, is also chayiv. Is that just like by the Ov, this Ilchis Tashlumei Nezokin, by the Otel, there is also Ilchis Tashlumei Nezokin. Zek the Brisker Ov, but there's a Gzeiris HaKosov, Eishes Potter and Tomul. Maybe the Gzeiris HaKosov is in the Heftza of Eish. This I learn out, that this is a mazik that you also chayiv to pay for, but could be the Ilchiseyem, the Gzeiris HaKosov, but maybe that's only by Eish. The Gemara understood you could split the Chiyuv Tashlumei Nezokim from the Hilchei Seyem. There are Hilchis Tashlumei Nezokim, you're Acho, you're responsible to pay for your moment that was Mazik, if it's similar to the Yov, if it has the characteristics of the Yov, it's Heilach HaMazik, whatever it is, but could be the Miyuchi Dikil Chayseim were only said by the Yov, not by the Tilde. And we had a whole sugya on Daf, Beis Amad Beis, Daf Gimel Amad Beis, to the same Kiyotzeb, and Lakibit, a whole sugya. That's according to Shmuel, that is what the Barais is telling us over here. The Barais is telling us according to Shmuel, there's a posik in the Torah, b'nofal shomei, shoyer, muidashin, shoyer, b'loi odom, chamoyer, b'loi kelim. That is by the mazik of the boyer. That's by this hilchei seyem of boyer.
that Mises Adam is potter. This Ilchiseim of Boer, that Kalem are potter. These are the Ilchiseim of Boer. So then the Tanya says, so what with the Toldois? What with the Toldoi? The Avni Visakino, does it have this Ilchiseim? Yes or no? So he says, I'll tell you. The Toldisim Kiyotzibem. Avni Sakina also has the Hilchiseim. That is what the Tanya is telling us. It's not Poshet. We had a whole sugya that could very well be the Toldis to not have the Hilchiseim of the Ovis. And then the Tanya held it important to tell us, maybe according to the Chachomim, that the Hilchiseim is Tul Kalim, maybe that goes over to the Tilda. But maybe according to Rav Yehuda, they don't have this, maybe... Maybe the Chiv Kalim is only on Boer and not on the Tildi say. So the Gemara says, no, according to Rabbi Yehuda, Avnei Sakina b'chayiv on Kalim. But Al Koponim, could be there is some sort of a Chiddush over here to tell us that the Hilchiseim of Boer have the Tildis of Boer have the Hilchiseim of Boer. Let us see Rashi. Nishtablu, we said a shoyer fell in, but nishtablu kelov. Bekli ha-shoyer shaykh shvire. Usually, what is the clay ha-shoyer, so these are broken. Kegoin oil, v'simloinim. The simloinim of an oil was the oil that they used to put over over a shoyer. The oil was as follows. The oil was, there was like a board over the neck, a board under the neck of the shoyer, and there were holes on both sides, and there were pegs put into both sides to make sure that this held together the two boards, and that was the oil of a shoyer. So you had an oil milamal, an oil milamat, and the pegs held it together. There was holes in the pegs were machaba these two boards. So the simloinim, that's called that's what Rashi says in Sechta Shabbos, Dafnun Tesamid Beis. Kein oil v'simloinim. So this, if it falls on top of it, they'll break. They're made out of wood, mistama, they'll break. Kriya shayche b'malda shel chamoyer. Halamaze doime. So the Gemara says, so you wanna compare Boyer to Avnei Sakinei, Toilek Sive, Beloik Sive. It's Adin that says Beferish in the Torah, you're deriving it from something that's like Sive. Elama Doimel Lize, Dimhusko Behem Kalim, Ainisko Behem Odomo Meispot. I'm saying that the Toilders have the same Hilchaseim of the others. Reisha, the Tony have the Skinim Asoy Doimel Boyer, Kashel Rav, Sarkadaita da filibudlay afkre mairi. Beseiver diktoni mitiach achet slichus beyevin shol zeh chayim kashel shmuel. Tash tamash mit dem ishoire lamadnu. Bamed vor mamurim. Davni doim elabay kshiv kiroi. Abiyuta de machayv al niskei keilam baboy bepeg shir shenogach esapot. Now let us see the next Gemara. Omar Rebeloza. So Rebeloza said, we said before that there's a chiyuv and avnoi. Omar Rebeloza leishonu elishen niskal be'evin v'noshev be'evin. The chiyuv, if a person put a avnoi sakinoi masoi b'shusarab, and someone was genizik jechayev to pay. So there are two conditions. He tripped on the stone, and he was genizikt from the stone. The stone made the takole and the hezik. So then, this is a teuda ber and jechayev. Avol niskal bekarke v'noshuf be'evin. But what is niskal bekarke? He tripped on the karke. That means, let's say, he is shoes were, his shoelaces were untied, and he tripped. And if not, Yenna wouldn't have put a stone there. He was walking on a sandy area, so he would have fallen and wouldn't be a fella. Yenna put a stone there, and he falls on the stone, and he was genizik. Avoniskal bekalke v'noshev be'evan potter. Keman deloike rabnos. We have later in Daphnun Gimel, if a shayer shedochav chaveirei leboyer, we had a whole sugya there, if the balaboyer is chayev or the balaboyer is potter, since the dechife came through the shayer. The chachamim hold, according to Rashi, at the Bala Sher is chai, the Bala Ber is potter, because the trifa came through the Sher. Rabnosen says, that both are chai, aber kilek l'shtumi lahai, mishtala mahai, that's Shitas Rabnosen. So Rabbi Lozer is saying, according to the Chachamim, so the Balevin will be potter, because the hapola on the stone was not through the stone, was through, he tripped on the shoelaces. So that's not worse than the sheriff pushed him. So the balabair is potter, and he tripped on the shoelaces, finished. So there's no chiyuv whatsoever. That's not like Rabnosi. Ike da amri amar abeloza, loiteime niskal be'evin v'nishe be'evin udu mechayi. Avol niskal bekarke v'noshe beven potter, like we said before, alafilo niskal bekarke v'noshe beven chayiv keman ke Rabnosen. So we hold, Rabnosen holds haikula zeikovit, haikula zeikovit. That means when the shoyer is doichef chaveiroi leboyer, so we have two shutfim in the hezek. The shoyer pushed him into the boyer. The boyer was masing both of them. Both of them were mazik. So each one haikula zeika ovid, let us say, to make things easy. So memele, so if the shayr is a muid, and so the shayr will pay half, and the boyer will pay half. If the shayr is a tam, so the boyer will pay three quarters. And if here, so that means, because each one mitzadatzma, according to Rav Nosson, each one mitzadatzma is chayef to pay the whole hezek. The bala boir is chayef to pay his boir killed. The sheir is mechuyev because he pushed him in. Each one is chayef to pay. And if one is potter to pay, so the other one will pay. So the Rav Elazar said, if a person trips on his shoelaces and he falls on the stone, so according to Rav Nosson, the Baal Evan will pay for the whole hezek, because his Evan was masik, even though the hapola was not through the Baal Evan. Fine. This is a Gemara, and now we'll see Moira de Kizachim. Let us see Tosfos. V'noshoif be'evan. So, the Gemara said, our Gemara is speaking about where was it? Niskal. That's what our Gemara has been mefalpel. Niskal beven, v'noshev beven, but niskal bekarke v'noshev beven. Then we have a machloikis, of nosen, the chachomet, fine. So Tosfos, davke noket, t'noshev beven. It was niskal beven, v'noshev beven. Avo, niskal beven, v'noshev bekarke. What happens? A person put an even in the rishus ha'am. And a person trips over the Eben, but he doesn't fall on the Eben, he falls on the Karke. But the Eben was made him make a good zetz on the Karke, and he was genizit from the Karke. What will be the din there? So Tosfos says, potter. He'll be potter to pay. The Karke oilom is ikosik. Who made the hezek? The town of Ramapur, not him. It's not his kalka that made the hezek. I made him trip. But the boy made him trip. But the hezek is not the kalka ilum we had before. There's no owner to the hezek was done through a kalka that doesn't have any owner. So in such a case, he'll be potter, I feel, according to everyone. Now, Taisus and say, Moiradiki Yesaidis, and let us see the Taisus. But I feel Shmuel made the Hochid the potter. Shmuel is also made it. Now, yesterday we learned the Gemara, Tafnunamit Beis. We learned the Machlekes Rav and Shmuel, that Rav said that if a sheir falls into a boyer, you only chayiv out the hevel because I created the hevel, but you're not chayiv on the chavat because you say karka ilo mizikose. That's Rav. And Shmuel says you chayiv on the chavat also. So lechayre, learning the Gemara that nunam mitbeis, it seems as a machlokes Rav and Shmuel. This concept of karka ilo mizikose. Rav holds you do say karka ilo mizikose. Shmuel holds you don't say karka ilo mizikose. That would seem from over here. Zuktaisves, but I got news for you. Shmuel's also made it to the concept of karka ilo mizikose. And therefore, if a person put a eben in the Rishus HaRabim, and he banged himself al karkois a Rishus HaRabim, he's potter. I feel according to Shmuel also, because the mazik was, that's not my mazik. How do I know this? Kidepota lekamon bahaporo niskal beboyer v'nofal la'achoyrei haboyer. There's a Gemara further, which we'll see later, perhaps, which is a debatable Gemara, but there's a Gemara further that says as follows. A sheir was walking, and he tripped on a boyer, and he fell. He lost balance, mustamba, because of the boyer, but didn't fall in the boyer. He fell, achayrei boyer. He fell outside of the boyer. He tripped on the boyer, and he fell outside of the boyer. And Shmuel says, Yepota. No, why Yepota? Kakoilam is ikosei. So we see, amoyer de kizach, that Shmuel also holds that there's a ptur of kakoilam. He says, that what Shmuel does not hold of Kalka means the Kalka of the Boer I made. That you're Chayim on the Chvat. But I don't say, it's not my Kalka. The Kalka of my Boer, I'm Chayim on the Chvat that my Boer made. But if the Chvat was from a Dovo Sheine Shaloi, and my boyer only made a takola, you're not chayv. That's what Tosfos says. So Memelos, Tosfos saying, if you have a person put an evan in the middle of the Rishus HaRabim, he tripped on the evan and banged himself in the Rishus HaRabim, you put a fill according to Shmuel. So now Tosfos got very stuck. So our whole Gemara is shver. Shmuel said, in our Gemara, a person put water, Huchlak b'mayim. So Shmuel says, he's chayiv. B'huzakufoy. And then he was genizik. Shmuel learns that he slipped and he fell and he was masik himself. Now, kan shayil ben, listen, it's the water he put down. The one who was nishpakada, he put down the water. But the hezek was from karka ilam. So Taisvi says, Shmuel himself holds niskal b'boyer v'nofal achayri haboyer. So Shmuel holds Yepota. So you see klar that the whole Shmuel, that's chaylik and Rav. Rav was one that said, kakoy l'mizikosay. And Shmuel said, no, yep, chayv on the chvat. He wasn't goyres Rav. That's tafke the chvat of the boyer. So he's responsible for the chvat of the boyer. But chvat achayri haboyer, That's what you want from me. So Memele, so if I put an Evan and he banged himself on Kark Oilom, Savilish will also be made that you are Butter. So now Taisus got stuck. Taisus got, so the whole Gemara becomes very, very difficult. We learned the Mishnah. The Mishnah says, Huchlak Bamaim, this person, the yerekat and the cat broke and the water spilled out. Now it's very slippery. This person went and he was genizik. And Shmuel says, Yechayev. Now, all I did, I made it slippery. Fine. But the water wasn't mazikin. The kark oilam, he was huzak b'mayim. So, huzak b'karka, I mean, he was banged by the karka. That's not my boil. That's kark oilam, as he calls it. So how do we understand Shmuel? Zuktaisvitz. Vahi de la'el, the machayev Shmuel. Sorech lu'ukme. So Taisvitz makes an akimte. Kegoin. Not that he slipped on the water and he fell on the karka next to the water. There was water spilled out, and the karka underneath the water, he fell on that karka. So this is also a boil. That means, so this is similar to the boil. That means when I dig a hole in a karka, so the karka was there from before, but then I'm responsible for whatever the karkois aboyer does. That means I made, before you had a karka that was unable to be mazik. Now I dug a boyer and I made the karka that's in this boyer. It's capable of being mazik, so I'm considered a baal aboyer am chayiv for whatever zekis will be. So Taisa says he can do it through making a hole. He can do it to pouring water. I pour water over a kalke. So now I made this kalke slippery. So this kalke, I'm a baal aboyer. Just like when I make a hole, I make this kalke, this in surrounding the hole, a mazik. So Memele, I make the kalk underneath the water also a mazik. So that's considered like a boil. Water over kalk is like a hole over it, which is surrounded by kalk. It's the same thing. That's a boil and I'm chayiv. But if he slipped on the water and he fell on a different kalk, that's kalk oil, that's called a chayiv, but then you put. Now Taisus gets stuck. Now the Chazanish says these five lines were put in accidentally. Taisus does not mean to ask from here, so let's forget about these five lines. Vegam, now let's start talking. Vegam heiniach even al piyaber ubo shor v'niskal bo v'nofal leber mechayven ba'apor. Ooh, ah. Now Taisus has a tremendous problem. A Gemara, Taisus just enlightened us and told us as follows. The concept of karka oilam zikosoi is a concept that Sai Rav and Sai Shmuel agree upon. This is a yesod that everyone agrees upon. If the hezek comes from karka oilam, so there's a ptur of karka oilam as he calls it. Shmuel was only mechayiv. If the karka of my boil was mazik, then I'm chayiv, even though it's karka oilam. But if it's not my boil, I'm zicher pot. So there's a gemara further in Daf Nun Gimel. The Gemara says, Omar Rove, Hiniach Evan al Pia Boyer. A person put an Evan next to the boil. So let's make the scenario. The boil was dug by Reuven. Shimon goes and puts an Evan al Pia Boyer. And now Asher comes and drips over the Evan and falls into the boil. So it seems over here that The Bala Evan will be chayiv. No, this is a pachad noire. The Bala Evan is Shimon. Now, Shimon, this is karka oilam. The boyer is, what's the chilek? If it belongs to the town of Ramapo, it belongs to Reuven, it doesn't belong to me. Shmuel only holds that the din of karka, that the karka of my boyer, I'm responsible for what my boyer was mazik. But if it's not my boyer, I'm not responsible. I made a takola that the niskal be'evin v'nofal be'karka, Taisa says, I'm potter. But what was mazik? The mazik was not my bird. Kalkelum was mazik. So this Baal Evan Ketaina, his bird was mazik. See, I'm at fault, no problem. You don't give me shishi anymore. But in the case of Agamot also, I would advise not to give you shishi. That if he put an Evan in the middle of the Shusarab and he chipped on the Evan and he broke his neck on the Kalkel of Shusarab, it's also not a nice thing to do. But he's spotted to pay. This is Kalka Eilam Ezikosa. I'm not responsible. The Hezek was not through my boil. The Hezek was through Kalka Eilam. Fraktoch Toysvis, the Hezek was through Reuven's boil. So what's the chilek here? Reuven's boil. The Tanarama post boil. There's no chilek here. Not me. Not Toysvis Kash. The Gemara in Apore says the Baal Evin is Chayiv. Hi. Yesh lechalek. So Taisa says we have to differentiate. Kivin sheyesh shem takola al Apore. The Boyer is a mazik. The Boyer is a mazik. So memele, so lechere, Taisa means to say, and that's the Pnei Yeshua further Daphne Gimel Amad Beis. So Pshat is as follows. You have here a mazik, you have here a boyer. When I contribute to this mazik, I enhance the mazik, I moisev on the mazik. Before, it wasn't so easy to fall into this boyer. But now I put a stone there. Oh, wow. So memele, I enhance the mazik. So I become a shittiv in the mazik. I become also like a balaboyer. The Bnei Yeshua wants to shtel zu. There was 9 tefachim in the boyer, and I dug another tefach. I become a balaboyer also. I enhance the mazik, so I become a balaboyer. So memele, so Taisva says, putting a stone on a mazik, that means kakulim is not a mazik. It is a mazik. So I become mitzurif to this mazik. I'm responsible. He also become a balab. If it's a mazik already, then the Torah said that the one who creates the mazik is chayim. So one who enhances the capability of the mazik, it also becomes a balab mazik. That's if you have a mazik. Umil, but Taisa says, it's not like Shmuel, I'll buy it. I can't say this to Torah according to Rav. Just like Rav said, when he dug a boy, he made the takola, he made the mazik. If there's no hevel there, let's look, there's a wide boy, he made a big canyon, there's no hevel there. So Memel is a boyer, and you have 20 shvorim fell in. So Rav says you're potter. Kakoilum is because it's Rav holds you only chayv on the hevel. That means if I created, if there was, it's a narrow boyer. It's omka yesa miroch, but it's a narrow boyer, and there's contaminated air there, and this air was mazik. So who? This is my air. I created the air by making this bird. So I'm responsible for what my creation did. I created contaminated air, and that was mazik. That I'm responsible for. But if I made a boil, I made a big boil, and the shvorim fell into it, and I'm responsible for the chvat, kalkoilo mizikosai. I'm only chayv if I made the mazik that was mazik. That means I have to make the air. So my air was mazik. I'm chay for that. For this is called mine. This is mine. But the chavat is not mine. Frektach toisvis. So when I go and put a stone on a boil, I put a stone on a boil. And the sheikh falls into the boil. So the chavat is ichaposhet. It's his fat. The hevel, it's his hevel also. I didn't do anything. I didn't create anything. So this doesn't work with Shmuel. So Tais, I what Rav mean. This does not work with Rav. Now I'd like to say over Vachsame a Mordik Teretz on this kasha that really Rashi says weiter Dafnun Gimel. I'd like to say something with which Rav Moshe says in Chosh Mishpat Chelak Aleph Simin Tzadik Ches. First of all, he says a beautiful beer on the Machlokes Rav Shmuel, which Rav holds you chayv on the Hevel, Shmuel holds you chayv on the Chvat also. So Rav Moshe says like this. He says, first of all, we have to understand Beir is a Mordik Echidish. Before we start diagnosing and explaining Beir, we have to know a Mordik Echidish. Hanizik holach vohuzak b'momoyin. I feel it's my Beir. Bishloim of all other mazikim, they're mazik. They're mazik. My Eish was mazik, my Sheh was mazik. You came into my Beir. Oh, your boy was mazik me. You came into my boy. My boy didn't do anything. You came into my boy. So he says, "It's a mordik shaila." Im nechshav shemamayna hizik, kiven shal kapodim hizik. Who we say? But. Oh, let's not discuss this. How the connection came about? But the ma'aser, the boy was mazik. That's what we'll say. So Yechayv, you were mazik. Oy shehu rak grome. This is a grome because I didn't do anything. You came here, so since you came here, so this is called, there was only goyre mazik. Av shehuzek beguf mamaynoi, avakimin shemamaynoi layosa maise. So it's only called a grome. So he says, this is a machlekes Rav Shmuel. How do we understand the mazik of boy? He says, the mazik of Boiris, the Teire, was not Goiris, this tiny, you came to the Boir. The Boir should not have been made. This is not a Teretz, the Boir was mazik. So you're responsible for that, what your Boir had done. Your Boir was mazik, so you're responsible. Your Boir made a hazik. So Rav holds, so what my boy did, my boy is only the Hevel, because the Hevel we consider is mine, because I created the Hevel, my Hevel was Mazik. Avo b'chavotoi, shuhu rak goram sheyuzak bekarko ilo, that means, the whole thing really is a gom, my mom was also not mazik you. Let's forget about your tiny you walked into the boil, but my boil was a mazik you, the kakoilum was mazik you. So there Rav holds your potter. Tal yidei sha'osa boil, goram sheyechavtu v'yusku bekakoilum, grom a potter. So that's the svar of Rav. Rav holds that you need something of mine that's mazik. The Hevel is mine. I created the Hevel. The Kalkoilim, which was here for before, by making a boy, I was goyrim that the Kalkoilim be mazik you. You're not chayiv on gomus. So maybe that's the svar of Rav. B'shmur soiver, the masha huzik af b'mamoynai, I feel it's your boy completely. The whole thing is a grama. It didn't do anything. You walked into the bar. So the whole thing is a grama. When Cain av the bar shalai u chidish hatoyre shechai bar av shura goyrem. The whole thing of a bar is because of a goyrem. So mamela, so I was goyrem that you should bang yourself on the sides of the wall. So it's a goyrem side to side. That's a direct goyrem. Hevel is, we had a Rashi, I made a boy and the Hevel comes later, that's a psavaita grome. Shechayim and the Chabad in that, Sutra Moshe, fine. But let's go according to Rav, which does his problems according to Rav. He says, according to Rav, the chiyuv of boyer is, my boyer was masik. My boyer was masik. So Mamela, that's where you're chayim. So he says, by every boya, the fall is not from my boya, because how did he fall? He was walking on the side of the boya, and then there's nothing there. And he fell. So what made him fall? Nothing. Because there's nothing there. That's a problem. But you can say, according to Rav, the chiyuv is that my thing was mazik you. It is no my thing that made you fall. So Amel, you chayiv for my thing that was mazik you. My thing that was mazik you was the hevel. So I'm chayiv for the hevel. But if you'll have a hechetimtze, that my boil will push you into a boil. So he says, whatever your boil does, you're chayiv. If your hevel is mazik, you're mechuyif to pay for what your hevel did. If you put a stone al pi a boil, so this stone threw him in. There's a Rashi weiter. This is a hezik bi your time. There's a merdike Rashi. Rashi that in Gimel. And this Gemara, the Rashi says, the even nami hainu boir vezeke bi yodayim. This is a hezek bi yodayim. My stone threw him in. What is the difference of my shirt threw him in or my stone threw him in? This, so here we have a chetimtze that the takola of the boir threw him in. So he says, if it throws in, so if a person will throw into a boil, so the person will say, it's a boil. You threw him into the boil, so you're chayef to throw him into the boil. So memele, so over here, if my stone threw him into the boil, you're chayef. So what do you say, kalka or ilo? But you threw him into the boil. Just like if another will throw into a boil, or Sheryl will throw into a boil. You won't say kalka or ilo, mizzi kosei. You're mechuyef from throwing into the boil. So Rashi says, this is a hezek b'yadayim. When you put a stone near a boyer and he trips on the stone, so you threw him in it. So in the Hanami, according to Rav Afilu, you'll trip on the stone and you'll fall on the kakarum, you also trip. You threw him down. So you'll be chayev. Because that's called my boyer did it. You're chayev for what your boyer did. That's what it says in our Gemara. Rav had a problem in our Gemara. The water, and he slipped on the water. Here all of a sudden, Rav was over there. It's kalkoilam as he goes. So there's a mordeke balamoyer. The balamoyer says, she'af atakola atzma machmas kalkehi bo, shehi iker atakola. Lefikach ein zedayim lesher shedochav. Amoyer deke balamoyer. Balamoyer says when you pour water on a kalke and he slips, I got news for you. He doesn't slip on the water. You don't slip on water unless it's a sheet of ice. He slips on the kalke. No, the water made the kalke slippery. But he slipped on the kalke. So that's not my boy. I'm sorry. This is kalke oilo. This is kalkoilam. That means, so there's nothing. If I make a takola that makes you trip, so that's called my boil was mazik you. My boil was mazik you. Be a dying. Just like I'll throw you down on the kalke. So you say, I didn't do it. Kalkoilam is the cause. And that's the getok. But Kel, that's you. It's kigalzim biyadachaitzit. You're using the kalkoilam to be mazik. If I'm throwing him down on the kalke. So if my stone throws you on the kalke, so I'm responsible for what my stone did. My stone was mazik you. That's what Rashi says. That's a hezek biyadayim. And not like Tosfos. After he tripped on the stone, he fell on kalkoilam. Will also be chayiv. 100%. The whole, so memele you put an even al pi abur, you chayiv take. Mayim is not pshat, is the, he did not slip on the mayim. He slipped on the kalke. The mayim made the kalke slippery. So over there, so pshat is, so you can't say my mayim threw you down. So there, Rav said there's a problem of kalke.